Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 2, Part 3. Sanatan meets Lord Chaitanya. When Sanatan reached Benares, he understood that Lord Chaitanya was there, and so Sanatan became overjoyed. Sanatan was informed by the people that Lord Chaitanya was staying at the home of Chandrasekhar Acharya, and so Sanatan went there. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inside the house, Lord Chaitanya could understand that Sanatan had arrived at the door, and so Lord Chaitanya asked Chandrasekhar to call the man who was sitting there. He is a Vaishnava, a great devotee of the Lord. Chandrasekhar came out to see the man, but Chandrasekhar did not see any Vaishnava at the door. Instead, Chandrasekhar only saw a man who appeared to be a mendicant. Lord Chaitanya then asked to see the mendicant, and when Sanatan entered the courtyard, Lord Chaitanya hurriedly came to see and embrace Sanatan. And when Lord Chaitanya embraced him, Sanatan became overwhelmed with spiritual ecstasy, speaking with all humility, "Oh, my dear Lord, please do not touch me." But both of them embraced each other and began to cry. Seeing Sanatan and Lord Chaitanya acting like this, Chandrasekhar was struck with wonder. At length, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sanatan to sit down with him on a bench. Lord Chaitanya was touching the body of Sanatan with his hand, and Sanatan once again asked him, "Oh, my dear Lord, please do not touch me." "But you see, my dear Sanatan, I am touching you just for my own purification, for you are a great devotee. For by your devotional service, you can deliver the whole universe and enable everyone to go back home, back to Godhead." Lord Chaitanya then proceeded to quote a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, "Bhavad Vida Bhagavatam, Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Prabho, Tirti Kuravanti Tirtani, Swantak Sena Gadavata." This means that a person who is a devotee of Lord Krishna and who is 100% engaged in devotional service is far better than a Brahmana who is versed in all the Vedic literatures, but who does not engage in the devotional service of the Lord. And this is because the devotee is carrying the Supreme Lord within his or her heart, and so the devotee can purify every place and everything. In the Vedic literatures, it is also stated, "Natme bhaktas chakur devi, mad bhakta svapacha priyam, tasmai deyam tato krityam, satcha pujyo yata hi aham." The Supreme Personality of Godhead does not recognize a person who is very much learned in all the divisions of the Vedas, but rather, Krishna likes a person who is a devotee, even though he or she may be born in a low family. And if one offers charity to a Brahmana who is not a devotee, the Lord does not accept. But if something is offered to a devotee, then the Lord accepts. In other words, whatever a person wishes to offer to the Lord may be given to his devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also quoted Srimad Bhagavatam in this connection. "Viprad Vishad Gunayutad Aravinda Nabha Padaravinda Vimukatsva Pachang Varishtam Manye Tad Arpita Mano Bachani Hitartha Pranam Punati Sakulam Natu Guri Mana." So if a Brahmana is not a devotee of the Supreme Lord, then he is lower than the lowest of the low, even though he may be qualified with all 12 brahminical qualities and born in a high family. whereas a devotee, although born in a chandala or dog-eater family, can purify his whole family for 100 generations, past and future, simply by devotional service, whereas a proud brahmana cannot even purify himself. As it is said in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, Akshno Phalang Dvadrsha Darshanam I, Tano Phalang Dvadrsha Gatra Sangha, Jiva Phalang Dvadrsha Kirtimam I, Sudhulabha Bhagavatahi Loke. O devotee of the Lord, to see you is the perfection of the eyes, to touch your body is the perfection of all bodily activities, and to glorify your qualities is the perfection of the tongue. For indeed, it is very rare to find a pure devotee like you. Lord Chaitanya then told Sanatana that Krishna is very merciful and the deliverer of all fallen souls. My dear Sanatana, Krishna has saved you from Maharaurava. This Maharaurava, or hell, is described in Srimad Bhagavatam as a place meant for persons who are engaged in killing animals. For it is stated there that butchers or animal eaters go to that hell. Oh my Lord, I do not know about the mercy of Krishna. I can only understand that your mercy upon me is causeless, for you have delivered me from the entanglement of material life. Tell me, Sanatana, how did you get free from custody in jail? For I understand that you were arrested. Sanatana then narrated the whole story of his release. Yes, I have seen your two brothers, Sanatana, and I have advised them to proceed toward Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya then introduced Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra to Sanatana, and Tapan Mishra pleasantly invited Sanatana to dine with him. Lord Chaitanya requested Chandrasekhar to take Sanatana to a barber and make him gentle, for Sanatana had grown a long beard which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not approve of. Lord Chaitanya not only asked Chandrasekhar to provide Sanatana with a bath and a clean shave, but a change of clothes as well. And after bathing, Chandrasekhar gave Sanatana some good cloth. And when Lord Chaitanya was informed that Sanatana did not accept new garments, but later accepted only some used garments from Tapan Mishra, Lord Chaitanya was very glad. Lord Chaitanya went to the house of Tapan Mishra for lunch and asked Tapan to keep some food for Sanatana. Tapan Mishra did not offer Sanatana food immediately, however, but after Lord Chaitanya finished his eating, there were some remnants of his foodstuff, and that was offered to Sanatana while Lord Chaitanya took rest. After resting, Lord Chaitanya introduced one Maharashtrian Brahmana, a devotee of his, to Sanatana, and that Maharashtriya Brahmana invited Sanatana to daily accept lunch at his place as long as Sanatana remained in Benares. No, my dear sir, as long as I remain in Benares, I will beg from door to door. Rather, the Lord will be so good as to accept this invitation for daily lunch at your home. Lord Chaitanya was very much pleased by this behavior of Sanatana. But Lord Chaitanya noticed the valuable blanket that was given to him by Sanatana's brother-in-law while en route to Benares. Although Lord Chaitanya was overlooking the blanket, Sanatana could understand that Lord Chaitanya did not approve of such a valuable garment upon his body, And therefore, Sanatan decided to get rid of the blanket. Sanatan immediately went to the bank of the Ganga. And there, Sanatan saw a mendicant washing an old quilt. When Sanatan asked him to trade the old quilt for the valuable blanket, the poor mendicant thought that Sanatan was joking with him. "What is this? Why, you appear to be a very nice gentleman, but you are mocking me in this unmannerly way."
"No, no, no, I am not joking with you. I am quite serious. Will you kindly exchange that torn quilt for this valuable blanket?"
And so finally, the mendicant exchanged his torn quilt for the blanket, and then Sanatan returned to Lord Chaitanya. "So, where is your valuable blanket?" Sanatan informed Lord Chaitanya about the exchange, and Lord Chaitanya loved Sanatan for this and thus thanked him. "Yes, I see that you are intelligent enough, and you have now exhausted all attraction for material wealth." In other words, the Lord accepts a person for devotional service, but only when one is completely free from all materialistic possessions. "You see, Sanatan, it would not look good for you to be a mendicant and beg from door to door with such a valuable blanket upon your body. It is contradictory, and the people would look upon it with abhorrence. Whatever I am doing to become free from material attachment is only your mercy, my Lord." Thus, Lord Chaitanya was very much pleased with Sanatan, and both of them discussed spiritual advancement. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 2, Sanatan Goswami, Part 3, Sanatan Meets Lord Chaitanya. Recorded July 7, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om.